Over 40 in Van, episode number 6666. Transit part 2 with Roland and
Dale.
And it's March the 20th, 2015. Dale, you've thought about this.
I have Share. Information now. Well, when I first heard about the transit thing and all the stuff, my gut feeling, like emotionally, I just wanted to vote no because I just wanted to send a message to the transit folks. But as I found out more about it, it's got to vote yes. There's just cut your nose off to spite your face voting no, I think, because we need to invest. I'm most pissed off at the province now. Because it annoys me greatly to great profuse cursing that they'll just drop whatever the like hundreds of millions or $1 billion, whatever it was, on like the South Fraser Connector and the Patella Bridge without a referendum. But to get decent transit, which is going to, frankly, I think, impact more people and be as big an economic boom to the region. And we have to go to this silly referendum. Like, I'm just really annoyed by that.
If we're going to do a referendum, we should be consistent. That's what I would say. If you're going to spend $1 billion on roads or $1 billion on transit, then if we're going to have a referendum for one, it does not make sense to have a referendum for both. I mean, I know there's arguments about moving freight, but the freight is moving, isn't it?
It's
don't we
important.
Have the railways like, for that too?
this is the part of the conversation that frustrates me. Is it always is presented to us as a zero sum game?
And it's not. We're not a poor country,
and it is to some extent. Like there's only a pot of a particular pot of money.
Oh, I thought you meant referring to money, but we're not a poor country.
We're not a poor country, but also like the transit doesn't have the same priority. I mean, and you can see that, right? Because transit riders don't invest in thousands of dollars to political campaigns, so they're listening to the industry folks about their problems, but the average schmuck on the street that just wants to get to work, not so much.
I also think the Yes campaign is not doing a great job, and optics are everything, and the people who are anti-tax, reflexively anti-tax, I mean, obviously, tax or money that's spent unwisely or corrupt in a corrupt fashion or goes to other things. So, I mean, we have taxes already for our gas and things, but they go to general revenue, and this is the problem. I think that a lot of the people who are complaining, we should do something about the NDP and the BC Liberals, because they both are responsible for this TransLink mess.
Well, two things in that. One is I get really frustrated by the anti-tax people because they're like, they're talking about things that everybody believes. Like, nobody is going to say tax our money and spend it badly. So to get on your high horse and say we are the only champions of this is utter bullshit. First of all, because...
Hey, what happened to the PG rating?
I think that's still PG.
Okay.
Maybe not G, but PG. The second thing, and you threw me off... my second thing. TransLink has not done themselves any favor with the way they come across in industry. And that's part of why I initially wanted to vote no. TransLink is this opaque organization that really, until very recently, hasn't given a damn what people think. They do what they do based on their
masters
their
appointed by
masters.
The BC yeah. provincial government, by the way, who created TransLink, who have the power to destroy TransLink, who have the power to override TransLink, which they've done repeatedly.
And now it's biting them in the ass. They have go to the public. And to that extent, I think the referendum, if there's any good in it, it's that. Like, they truly recognize, like, wow, like our image here, we're out of our bubble now. Like, clearly the reality has slapped them in the face big time.
Well, have you got your package, your voting package?
Not yet, actually.
I haven't received mine. Barb's received hers, oddly. And I
got a little information
registered.
Flyer,
yeah,
but not a package.
Well, we'll see. I'm still optimistic at the last minute. The Yes campaign will pull it together. I mean, you got to be optimistic. And honestly, it's It's not you and I that I worry about if this goes through. It is my son and the next generation who I worry about. But even us, even my son, it's okay. We live in the city. I mean, really, this benefits all, especially those who don't live in the city, I think. Because a lot of those people going to University of British Columbia on the hypothetical UBC subway or Met SkyTrain or whatever it turns out to be are not citizens or residents of Vancouver, like myself. The other thing that I have bicycles and I will keep bicycling. I'm pretty sure we're not going to get rid of the existing bicycle paths. And then I have a lesson, you know, Hamilton, Ontario is a great city and they've repeatedly turned down transit. And they basically are suffering as a result. They put in two expressways, the Red Hill and the Lincoln Alexander Parkway. And sure, they've helped, but guess what? 5 years later, massive traffic jams also. And if they had put in a dedicated bus lane, which they've also recently turned down, or if they had put in light rail or SkyTrain or subway, they wouldn't have many of these issues. It's quite difficult to get around the city in a reliable fashion. Well, we have our many, many issues in our system, but the system does work for hundreds of thousands of people, unlike in Hamilton, where it doesn't work for most people.
This is the problem with transit planning, in my mind, is there's no reliable way that everybody agrees on for planning it. Because you know that zero roads are not... Like, look at the two extremes. Zero roads are bad. Yeah. We need some roads. Spending
potholes are bad.
Spending ultimate, you know, as much money as you need to keep the traffic flowing is also bad because you can demonstrably show that traffic will always increase to meet the demand on the roads. Like, you build a better road to some place, more people will use it, it can get congested. So always spending money on roads isn't good either. So obviously there's some place in between you need to land on. But there's no good place, to pick that point.
I actually think there is. I actually think dedicated bus lanes with automated signaling.
But that's what I mean.
That have tow trucks that no one can walk on, that no one can bicycle on. Though that's a cheap method that we could deploy, but in North America we refuse to. In Hamilton, they could have had, in those two expressways, they could have had a dedicated bus lane, but they refused. They could have had a dedicated bus lane going from Hamilton Mountain down, but they refused, and now they're suffering as a result. And that is simple and cheap.
But that's exactly what I mean. It's like,
and you
how do you
it's
have
a no-brainer to know
how
that
do
works.
you have a quiver of arrows, whatever metaphor you want, a bag of solutions. How do you pick out the solutions that balances all of that? There's no good way that everyone agrees on to say, you know, we're gonna respect the car this much, we're gonna respect the bikes this much, we're gonna respect the transit this much, and this mix, we can demonstrate that this mix will work.
Like, I want that too.
We don't have that method.
Yeah. But I mean, we have so many examples from Europe and South America, Central America, or elsewhere in the world where bus lanes work and we refuse to do it. We always go for the Cadillac subway, light rail, SkyTrain. And yes, those things are great and have their advantages over a dedicated bus lane, but in the end, you got to do something. Hamilton has to do something, in my opinion. What happens when gas goes to $4 a liter? Then you're going to have an empty expressway. That's what I think. Anyhow, happy voting. We urge you to vote and to educate yourself. And it's an intricate ballot with three envelopes. Make sure you follow the instructions.
Really? Three envelopes?
I don't know.
Wow.
All right, Dale. Well, I'm glad that you made yourself informed. Maybe we'll probably revisit this. When's the referendum?
It goes for a couple weeks. I think we will definitely revisit this. Maybe
well,
it'll be a venting
episode. Let's do
it
post-after.
Yeah, after.
All right. On behalf of Mr. Dale McGlattery and myself, Roland Tenglao, I would like to say ciao, tschüss, a bientôt.
Take care,
Keep
folks.
Keep the kids.